Yeah, this is Parak Tes and Hilchos Nazirus. In the first part of the halachas in this parak, the Rambam is going to deal with leftover money that's been set aside for the korbanos that the nazir would have to provide at the end of his nazirus. So what happens with that, any extra money? Those are the first few halachas about that. So he says in halacha aleph, hamafresh ma'os yakir mehen korbanos nazirim, v'ikir mehen, v'hosiru. So again, the nazir sets aside money to bring his korbanos, okay? It's like hektish, it's set aside for that. He brings his korbanos, but there's leftover, v'osiru. Yaviu b'mosran korbanos nazirim acherim. So what would he use that money for? He should then, he can provide that money to other nazirim who are going to go ahead and bring their korbanos when they finish their nazirus. Shemosran nazirim l'nazirim. Because you can use leftover money from one nazirus for another nazir. So again, Reuven can go ahead and take the extra money that was set aside for his korbanos and give him to Shimon, who's a nazir, to help him pay for his korbanos. Now, hifrish mos stumen l'naziruso, v'hosiru, yiplu ha-mosaros l'nadava. And let's say someone, a nazir, set aside money, stam for his nazirus, meaning he didn't say specifically which korbanos it was going to be applied to, just he stam set it aside for his nazirus, and there was leftover, then any of that leftover should be used for voluntary korbanos. Halacha base. A mafresh ma'os, now when a nazir goes ahead and sets aside money, mifurashin l'nazirusa, v'hosiru, okay, so if he sets aside money for his nazirus and his leftover, mosar ma'os ha'ola yaviu ola. So any of the leftover money that was, let's say, for instance, for the korban ola, should be brought for an ola, should use any leftover for another korban ola. Mosar chatas yulicham yamamelech. Anything leftover that was set aside for a korban, the korban chatas, that gets tossed away into the yamamelech. Umosar demei shlomim yavo shlomim. So any leftover from money that was set aside for the korban shlomim should be used to bring a korban shlomim. Now that shlomim does not require lechem with it, you don't have to bring bread with it, and it is consumed that very day. Halacha gimel, hamafresh ma'os l'nazirus. So let's say a guy set aside money to be used for korbanos as a nazir, umbeis, and he dies, im hayustumim yiplun adava. So let's say the money was never set aside for specific korbanos, or just in general set aside for nazirus, then that leftover money should be used for a korban adava, for a voluntary korban. But let's say it was clear the money was set aside for korbanos A, B, and C. Demei ola yavu ola. Demei chatas yachli amelach. Demei shalom yavu shalom. Nechal niyomecha v'intun lechem. So just like we saw in the previous halacha, any leftover money that was set aside for the ola or for the shlomim, an ola and shlomim should be paid for using that money. And then anything that was left over that was used for the chatas should not be used for another chatas, rather should be set, cast aside in the yam amelach, meaning put out of circulation. Lachadal. Kesed heima ma'os astumim. So what does it mean to say that the money was set aside, but not specifically? Okay, what does that mean? Kagon, shefrish ma'os hagim hen korbanosav. So he says, you know what? I'm setting aside these 500 bucks to bring my korbanos. V'lom mar klom, but didn't say anything after that point. Okay? Avaim amar elu l'chovasai. Right, but let's say he said, these are for my obligations. Okay? Hare elu kimifurashim. Then saying that these are for my obligations basically is saying this money is for my specific korbanos, the ola chatas shalom that I bring for it as another. Then sarach lomar im amar ilu lo olaso lo chatasu lo shalom shem kufrashin. Of course, if the nazir said this money set aside for my ola and for my chatas and my shalom, that obviously is specifically setting aside the money for those korbanos. Alach hey, a mafresh behema balas mum. Let's say he sets aside an animal to be brought as a korban for nazirus, but it has a mum in it. Harehi kamaos asumim. That's considered like money that was set aside for his nazirus, but without specifying what it was going to be used for. V'chein amafresh lashon shel kesef v'shel zav okli. Let's say he's, for instance, he set aside a chunk of gold. Af b'shamar zel chatas lasi l'shlami. Let's say he said this gold is for my chatas l'shlamim. Harehi kamaos asumim, because it's not the money itself. That's still considered like money that was set aside without specifying the korbanos it was attached to. Halacha vav, haomer ilu lechatasi v'hashar l'nazirosai v'meis. Let's say he said, okay, these 50 bucks are for my chatas, right? Let's say it's 300 bucks. He says, these 50 are for my chatas. The remaining 250 are for my nazirus. And then he dies. O shahaisa isha v'hefer labayla. Let's say a woman makes these same statements, right? And her husband goes ahead and nullifies her nazirus. Dimei chatas yechol yam melech. Okay, so the money that was set aside for the chatas gets tossed into yam melech. Vashar yavo bechetzion ola bechetzion shlama. And the remainder of the money, half of it should be used for the ola, and the other half is used for a shlama. Halacha zayin. Amar elu leolasi vashar lenizirosai. Right. Let's say he says, let's say he's got $300. $50 are for my ola. The rest are for my nizirus. Dimei ola yavo ola. So the money that was set aside for Ola is used for Ola, Vashar Yipul Nadaba, and the remainder is used for a voluntary korban. Halacha ches, Misha Daba Shu Chayav Nazirus. Let's say someone thinks that he's Chayav as a Nazir, and therefore, Behirfish Korban Asav, and then he goes ahead and Mafrish his korban, meaning he sets aside money to be used for his korbanos. V'akarach Shal Chacham, but then he asks the Chacham, V'horo Shein's a Neder, and the Chacham tells him, no, there was no Neder here. V'enu Chayav Nazirus, and therefore you're not Chayav Nazirus. So now what does he do? What does he do with these korbanos that he set aside for his, what he thought was Naziris? Yatsu v'yiru be'eder shezeh hektesh tosh, you know, hektesh kamoshis bar b'mkoma. So the halacha is that since the hektesh, since the consecration was done mistakenly, so the halacha is that you allow the animal to wander off in the field and join other animals, and you don't do anything with it at that point. Halacha test. Haisha shenadra benazir v'frisho korbanoseya. Now switching a little bit. If a woman comes along, she makes a neder to become a nazir, and then she separates out her korbanos, okay, for mikdash, for her nazirus. V'achav hefer labayla, but then afterwards her husband nullifies the nazirus. Im shelo haisa behema. Now let's say the animal that she set aside belonged to her husband, then teitze v'tera be'eder shen adam makdish davar shen shelo. So the animal is sent back into the field, so to speak, because a person cannot sanctify or consecrate that which does not belong to them. In this case, the animal belongs to her husband. But let's say the animal, what it called, were hers, right? And he doesn't own any part of it. Kigon, what's an example? Right? Like, for instance, he gave it to her as a present, like the animal. Right? Or what it called? Basically saying she can do whatever she wants with the animals. What's the halacha? Hachatas tamus. The chatas has to be allowed to die. The ola tikrav ola. The ola is used to the money that was set aside the ola, or the animal that was the ola is used as an ola. The sham yukiru shlamim. Same with the shlamim. Venachal liom echav benetzon lechem. And it's eaten in one day, and there's no lechem brought with the korban. Halacha yud. Hifrisha maos stumin. The korban osea yiplu nadaba. Let's say she set aside money that was what he called, not specifically for the korbanos, but just stam. Then anything left over, or if he was mefer the nazirus, it all goes to voluntary korbanos. Hayu mifurashin demei chatas yechol yam melach. If the money was set aside specifically for chatas, then it's chucked into the, it's taken out of circulation. Demei ola yavo ola. Any money set aside for ola is used for ola. Udemei shlamim yavo shlamim nechalim vechav nechal lechav. And any money set aside for shlamim is used for shlamim, and just like before, it's consumed in that day, and you don't bring lechem with the shlamim. Lachidalek, ha'isha shenadra ben nazir. Let's say a woman makes a neder to become a nazir, v'nitzmes, okay, and let's say she becomes tameh v'sochem in nizirus during her time of being a nazir. V'akach shema baila, and only after that does her husband hear v'hefer la, and then he goes ahead and nullifies her nizirus. Harezu mevia korban toma. Nonetheless, she starts to bring a korban tuma. Halacha Yud-Beis. Ha'isha hider as bino. Now let's say a father makes a neder for his son, bin nazir, to make him a nazir. Okay? Therefore, shall love korban also. And the father goes ahead and sets aside korbanos for his son to bring upon completion of his naziris. V'lo ratzah ha'beim nazirazu. But the son doesn't want this. He doesn't want to go along with this naziris. U'machahu okrovav o'shagilachu shagalcho okrovav. And what happens? Let's say the relatives or the son goes ahead and shaves, cuts his hair, refuses to go along with this. What's the halacha by these korbanos? Hachatas tamos, the chatas has to die. Va'ola tikrav ola v'shamim kibur shamim. The ola is used for ola, shamim kibur shamim, nechim vechav into lecha. Hifrish lo maos stumim. Let's say all that the father, rather than mafrish the korbanos, sending the animals to the side, just set aside money, right, without specifying its usage, but it's for his sons and zeros. This money is now used for voluntary korbanos. Hayumos mifurushin, right? Let's say the money was set aside for specific korbanos. So the money that was set aside for the chatas is taken out of circulation. Deme ole bo ola. The money set aside for the ola is used for an ola. Deme shalman bo shalman. And the enon ton lechem lechel neom echad. Just like before, money set aside for shalman is used for shalman. And just like we saw before, it's consumed in that day. And what do you call it? No lechem is brought with the korban. Alecha gimel. Haomer. Hareini nazir kishieli ben. Let's say a guy says, I'll become a nazir when I have a son. V'hifrish korban. And he sets aside a korban for this. The Pila Ishto, now what happens? His wife miscarries, and then the Chazav Yelda, then she gets pregnant again, and then actually gives birth. Haria Karbonos Suffolk. Now we're in a situation of Suffolk, the Asurin Begiza Uvavoda. And therefore, it's forbidden to go ahead and make use of the animal that he set aside, i.e., by, let's say, shearing the wool off of it or making it work in the fields. Okay. Okay. Next type of case has become Suffolk Nazirus. Okay. Lach Yadal. Shnei Nazirin. Okay, there are two nazirs. Shenitzma echamahem, one of them became tameh. Beino de'amihu, right? And it's not known which one actually became tameh. So what kind of case is this? Ketsa mevi'in korban tameh. So how would they go ahead and bring their korbanos? Mevi'in korban tameh, the korban tahara, the meluas yemei nizirusam. So each one would have to bring a korban tameh and a korban tahara when they finish their nizirus. Ve'omer echamahem. Now, what do they do? One of them says, im ani hu atameh korban tameh shalei v'korban tahara shalchav. So one of them says, if I'm the one who's Tameh, the Korban Torah is mine and the Korban Torah is yours. Vim anihu atar, but if I'm the one who's Tar, Korban Torah shalih, the Korban Torah shalcha. The Korban Torah is mine and the Korban Torah is yours. V'sofrim remain nazirus acheres gemura me'acha korbanos elu. And then each one has to count another complete nazirus after bringing these korbanos. V'chojin revin Korban Torah, and then they go back and bring the Korban Torah you bring after completing the nazirus. V'omer, and they say, echad mehen, one says, Im anihu shayisi tamei korban tumah shali v'korban tahara shalchav v'zeh korban tahrasi im anihu atar korban tahara shali v'korban tumah shalchav v'zeh korban tahrascha. So basically, they do the same formula but reverse this time. Okay, nimsu shlo hifsidu b'korban sam klum. Why go through this process? Because ultimately it means neither one lost out, neither one did anything wrong, so to speak, in bringing their subsequent korbanos. Alakat ezvav meis echa mehem. Let's say one of them dies. Okay. Then the other one must bring the chatas of, okay, which is the bird that's brought for the chatas, and then the behema for an ola. The yomar, and he has to say as follows: Im tameh hayisi hachatas mechovasi v'ola nadava. Says if I'm the one who was tameh, then this is my chatas, my obligatory chatas, and this ola that I'm bringing is really voluntary. Then tar hayisi, but if it turns out I was tar the entire time. Ha'ola mechobasi, so the ola is my obligation. The chatas of suffik, and this chatas I'm bringing is really a suffik chatas. The sofer yemei nazirus acheres, he has to count another nazirus, or maybe korban tahara, and then he brings a korban tahara. The omer, and he says as follows, after bringing this korban tahara, im tameh hayisi, if I'm tameh, ha'ola harishon in the dava, then the first ola is voluntary, v'zuchova, and this is achiyav, v'im tahara yisi, but if I'm tahara, ha'ola harishon achova, right? The first Ola Zachliya is an obligatory Bezuna Dava, right? And this is simply voluntary Bezeh Shar Korbani. And these are the remaining Mikrobanos. Vein Echad Mishneim, in these cases, neither one of them, Migaleach Tiglachas Tuma, neither one of them cuts their hair, shaves their head, right? That you normally would do when you're Tameh through Nazirus. El Imken Hayu Ketanim O Nashim. The only case that would be okay to do is if either one of them is a someone underage or a woman. Why? She'ein Elu Makifin Pa'as Rosh HaMisafek. Okay, because these individuals should never shave their peyos, right? They can't shave them off at a suffix. So that's why in these cases they would not do the tiglachas tumah. But a woman or a katan, in this case a suffix, would go ahead and cut their hair out of suffix. Alakatez zayin v'ketzad yoldahem suffix zebetumah. So what's this case? What's a case where you have two people, right, who are nazirim, and there is a suffix that emerges? Okay, kagon. Let's say both Nazirim are standing in a private enclosed area. Right? So let's say there's a suffix, okay, about whether there is a situation, if there's Toma there or not, that produces Toma. Okay, so again, in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, if there's a suffix Toma, that produces a shame Toma. Someone outside sees them in there, and he says, I see that one of you are Tameh. They know that mihu, and he's not sure which one it was. Aval im haya eid ze ima in b'chatzer, but let's say the aid is with them in the shrusi yachid. Then are shnei tahor, and they're both tahor. Kevan shem shlosha, since there are three together, Harehin Rabim, they're considered public. They're Rabim Rishus Yachid. And when there are many people, okay, in a private area, Seikon Tahar, Kesafik Tumah, Rishus Rabim, Shutar, Kamoshis Rabim Kumar. In a case of Safik, we treat them as being Tahar, just like a situation where there's a Safik Tumah in a public area. In a case of Safik Tumah in a public area, the halacha is people in that area are considered Tahar. Halacha Yud Zayin, the Medvar Morim, Kishashasku Hanazirim Shtam, Onistapik Lenadavar. So this only applies when both of the Nazirim don't say anything when this witness says his accusation, or they're in Suffolk about the situation. Avaim Amar Echamahem Anilon Itmesi. But let's say one of them says, I'm not Tame. Afilu Shnei Edim Edim Alav Shenitzma. Even if two witnesses say, this guy's Tame, Edim Maybe Korban Alpiyam. He's not Chai to bring a Korban based on their testimony. Sheze Amar Shamar Lon Itmesi. Because the guy who says, I'm not Tame, right? Omer is if he's saying, Any Mavi Bitumma, right? I'm not going to bring it in Tumma, right? Shekvar Nishalti Al Nazirusi. Because I already asked to get out released from my net and the Nazirus. Right, he's not actually in this because of this. He's not actually challenging the veracity of the statements of the witnesses. But on them on and a person's belief based on this on his own testimony. But let's say he's quiet or he's in doubt. Harizim may be korban. Then he has to bring a korban. Afil al pi eid echad, even if it's based on the testimony of one person. Kamoshav yarnu. V'chein eid shamar lechad. So too, if a witness tells someone else. He says, you took a neder to become a nazir in front of me. If he challenges it, then he has to fulfill the nazirus based on that testimony. Even if someone told two other people, right? He says to two other people, I saw one of you become a nazir. I'm not sure which one. If they don't challenge with his statement, then they're chayv to stay as nazirim based on what he said. And let's say the guy goes ahead and he acts like a nazir because of the testimony of one person. And let's say he drinks wine or becomes tameh and he's warned about it. He gets malchus. Even though the nazirus was created, so to speak, by the testimony of one witness. Halacha Yud Ches. Mishaya Mushkov L'Chavaderech. Okay. Let's say there's a dead body lying across a road. Okay. Afapish Ainsham Makam Lavor Ela Olav Ono Gevitzido. Now, even though, okay, there's no way to get around this, either by walking over it, okay, or by touching it, the Afapish Yitzmo Yadua, and we know obviously that this is a source of Tumah. The other Sham Nazir and a Nazir walks on this road, Hareza Tar. Why? Hold the Suffolk Rishosa Rabim Tar. Because the most we could say is that it's a Suffolk and a Rishosa Rabim. However, Lachi Yotes, Vemedvar Morim, the Mahalek Ragla, that's only if he's walking. Avaim Hayar Rochev, okay, let's say he's on a horse, O Tar Masa, let's say he's holding something on his shoulders, Hareza Tame, then we assume he's Tame. Shemahalek Biraglov, because if someone's walking, Efshe Shalo Yiga, O Shalo Yahil. So basically, if someone's walking, we assume there's a way for him to get around the dead body. But if he's carrying something or if he's riding a horse, it's impossible for him to avoid in some way coming into a type of contact with the corpse that would make him tameh, because his corpse is lying across the width of the road. Okay, we'll stop here. Perek Yud is the final perek in Nazirus, so we'll pick it up tomorrow and finish up Hilchos Nazirus.